Greetings, Guardian. Welcome to the 9th episode of Guardians of Destiny, a podcast devoted to the new shared world shooter by Bungie. I'm your host, Lex Starwalker. Today, I'll update you on my continuing progress to level 30. Hello, listener. Welcome back. I'm so glad you joined me again today. So the first bit of news as far as my progress in the game is I have finally hit level 28. It seemed like it took a while. And I've noticed one similarity between this game and pretty much every MMO I've ever played is that the leveling to the quote-unquote soft cap goes by like ridiculously fast, too fast in my opinion, and I'm probably in the minority there. It seems like most gamers that I talk to in the various other games I've played have never felt that the leveling was too fast, but I always feel like those levels at the beginning of the game just go by way too fast, and then you get to the quote-unquote end game and then the grind begins. So personally, I would love to see a game where they slow down the leveling before the soft cap and then speed it up a little bit afterwards. I would personally enjoy that more. But I finally made it. I finally got to 28. I told you, I think last episode, it might have even been two episodes ago, that I got my first exotic armor piece, which I got a chest piece. It's the same one that Xur sells. I bought a chest engram from him and actually got lucky and got the one for my class. And then I've had all of my other armor pieces legendary, so I finally got the chest piece fully upgraded, and that got me just barely to level 28. I have exactly the amount of light I need to be level 28. And I had a little bit of a setback because I had gotten boots in a strike as a drop that gave me, I think it was strength and intellect. I'm trying to stack intellect and discipline. So I was using them because they were legendary. But now that I've gotten all my legendary items from Vanguard, about the only thing I have to use my Vanguard marks for is to save up for the upgraded speeder that you can get from the Vanguard, perhaps to get a weapon from them. Although I kind of feel like, unless there's a very specific weapon I want, I kind of feel like it's a waste of Vanguard marks to buy a weapon because I just get them so often in the game anyways. But it could be a way, if you want a weapon of a very specific archetype, that's about the only way you can get it, because your chances of just getting it by luck through a drop are really low. And spending Vanguard marks to buy just random pieces of armor to break down to get Ascendant shards. So I decided that I would go ahead and buy the boots from the Vanguard that use discipline and intellect just to get more discipline instead of strength, especially since my chest piece now is strength and only strength, which is kind of, I don't know, I'm not a fan of. It would be great if it was only discipline or only intellect, but since it's the off stat for me, and it's a huge bonus because it's just one stat instead of two. But anyway, so I bought the boots from the Vanguard, and so I actually lost some light because I had upgraded the other boots up to the point where I needed Ascendant shards to continue upgrading them. So I got those back up, so all of my gear now is to the point where I need Ascendant shards to upgrade stuff. I also hit level 10 with the Cryptarch. Ever since I hit level 9 with him and I got a legendary engram, I've been paying attention. Well, I guess it's only one other time, but I've started paying attention to what I get from factions when I level. And when I hit level 10 with the Cryptarch, all I got was 3 blue engrams. I'm assuming there's some kind of loot table and you get a random reward from him when you level, and it looks like one entry on the table is a legendary engram and another entry on that table is 3 rare or blue engrams. I went and broke or turned those in, and all I got from those 3 engrams, I did get 1 strange coin, which I guess is better than nothing, and then the other 2 I just got useless blue items that I just disassembled. Yeah, it doesn't really seem to be a whole lot of point to grinding rep with the Cryptarch. It's a toss of the dice, it seems like, what you get. Yeah, there's much better ways to get your legendary items. I also hit level 2 with the Future War Cult, so I think I'm over halfway to level 3 now. I also got another exotic bounty, so I now have 2. And this is for a machine gun. It's actually the same one that Nikki got, and she's completed it. There is a couple steps in the beginning, and one of them involved buying something from Xur for a strange coin, which I thought was pretty lame, but I did it. I'm at the point where I think it's 500 machine gun kills I have to do, and I have 10 more to go or something. So that will most likely be my first exotic weapon, which is pretty exciting. I really like machine guns. I prefer them to rocket launchers, definitely. Although there are certain situations where rocket launchers are better. But in a general sense, I prefer the machine guns. And so I'm looking forward to getting that. Nikki and I have been doing some of the daily heroic missions. And one thing that I've learned about that you may not be aware if you're still fairly new to the game, is when you do a heroic activity or a heroic mission for the daily, once you pass that limited respawn point, you actually can't respawn. Someone else in your strike team has to revive you. That makes it a little bit trickier and also makes it a lot harder to do all by yourself, because basically if you die, you have to start over that encounter. So yeah. I also, for the first time, hit the 100 Vanguard mark cap for the week. I learned it's actually really easy to do. It was something that I like getting trophies and achievements. So it was something that I was thinking about trying to do eventually sometime. And I actually ended up hitting that cap without even trying. And I even hit it a few days before the week was over. So I had a few days where I couldn't earn any Vanguard marks, which really is stupid. I'm sorry, but that's really dumb. So this is another way that Bungie is trying to force you to PvP if you mainly PvE, because once you hit that cap, it's like, well, I guess I'll go do Crucible so I can get Crucible marks. Or if you mainly PvP, they're trying to force you to PvE, because once you hit the Crucible mark cap, you're in the same boat, and well, you might as well do some Vanguard stuff, right? However, for me personally, that kind of thing is much more likely to force me to just go play a different game than it is likely to force me to do an activity I don't enjoy in this particular game. So I have, at this point, I've had people tell me, oh, you got to try the PvP. I have tried it. I haven't tried it a lot. I tried it a little bit. So this is not my final opinion on PvP in this game, because I mean, I only tried it a little bit, but my experience so far was very similar to PvP in other games I played, which is it's really fun for about 5 or 10 minutes, and then it's just so repetitive and rinse and repeat that I get bored with it. So that's my opinion. Anyway, I think this is a failed strategy on Bungie's part. I think that they're going to drive more people away from the game with this than they are going to get people who PvE to PvP or vice versa. I think most of us, we know what we like in the game, you know, and people like different things, and that's awesome. And the successful games that I've played in the past allow you to do the things that you like in the game and don't try to force you to do everything. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. Rick Herminghouse emailed me and talked to me a little bit about the Bad Juju bounty, which he's completed. And he let me know that actually the PvP part of that bounty isn't that hard to do, especially if you can get some friends together. He said he got together with some buddies and knocked that out pretty quick. And he said it's not super hard to do, even if you're not really in the PvP. So there you go. If you have that bounty, don't be scared off by the PvP part of it. However, if you're just wanting any exotic, and you want the easiest bounty, I think the machine gun one that me and Nikki got is the easiest one I've seen. That bounty is actually pretty freaking easy to do. But as far as the Bad Juju bounty, I haven't really made much progress on it. I'm still working on the 25 strikes. And honestly, I don't go in and do strikes just for that bounty. If I feel like doing a strike, I do a strike. That's partly because I'm bored with doing the same strikes over and over. I've done them all multiple times now. And doing it at a harder difficulty doesn't change it that much that it's like doing something new. It's still the same strike. And partly because bad juju still isn't fixed. And Bungie keeps saying that they're going to fix it. Every patch that comes out, they say that they're going to fix the other exotic weapons someday. But of course, they won't say when. So who knows how long that'll be. I've actually debated multiple times just getting rid of the bounty because, as you know, you can only hold a very small amount of bounties at one time. And I basically have two of those slots right now taken up with these exotic bounties. So I've actually considered getting rid of the bad juju one just because I don't really care that much about it. And, you know, it could be months before they fix that because they won't tell us when. Another thing that they're promising now, Bungie, is that they are going to increase the number of bounties that you can hold. I just saw that in, I think it was the patch notes for this week on the app. I was reading them, and at the end, you know, they make their vague promises for the future. And so they've said that they are going to increase that, but again, no timetable given for that. So I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. I also did get a legendary pulse rifle, which I was pretty excited about. I've had an auto rifle, and I'm just personally not a fan of auto rifles. I'm nothing against people that use them, but it's just I'm not big on the spray and pray style play, I guess. And so I'd had this legendary auto rifle, which was my only legendary primary weapon. So, of course, I had it fully upgraded, and I now got a pulse rifle. And I'm pretty happy with it. I actually use it almost all the time, even though it's not fully upgraded yet, because I just prefer pulse rifles to auto rifles. It's of the balanced archetype, which is actually pretty nice. I'm pretty happy with that archetype. Although, you know, if I could pick my pulse rifle of choice, I would probably pick one from the precise archetype because I would like the increased range and stability. But the balance is working really well for me. In fact, I'm really impressed with the range with that gun. If something is out of range of that gun, I should be using my sniper rifle anyway. So the range is actually pretty good. Unfortunately, I'd already fully upgraded my auto rifle, so I'm now saving up, what are they, Ascendant Energy to fully upgrade the pulse rifle, but I'm getting there. And I do still use the auto rifle when I do something more challenging, like if I do a level 28 strike or something like that, or I do the daily heroic, I will use the auto rifle just because it is doing more damage right now. And I still don't have a legendary secondary weapon. All my slots have exotics or legendaries except my secondary weapon. So I am really hoping to get a legendary sniper rifle. And I guess if I don't eventually get one from a drop, that might be something to get from the Vanguard. Or maybe even from Xur, since I already have my exotic armor. What else am I going to do with my strange coins? Which I have been sitting at 11 strange coins forever, it seems like. And then I spent one for that machine gun exotic bounty, and then I got another one like soon after that, but now I'm at 11 again and not getting any more. So that's kind of funny. And I do know that there are things I can do and be guaranteed to get strange coins, namely I think the weekly heroic strike, but I've tried the weekly heroic strike, and you have to put together your own group for that. It won't find people for you. And the one time I got three people together, like we just weren't ready for that. I don't think we were high enough level, all of us, to do it. Again, it's the same content. It's just, you know, more mobs and they're bigger bullet sponges and maybe they're a little smarter. But I don't know. It's just it's not enough to really motivate me to do it, to just do the same thing again that I've already done more times than I can count. Also, something I've noticed, which this could just be a weird anomaly on my part, or I don't know if it's a thing in the game, but I don't have one arc weapon. And I have had arc weapons in the past, but I've only, in the whole career of my character, I've only had a few. I think at one time I had an arc sniper rifle, once I had an arc shotgun, and I think that's it. It's really weird because I have quite a selection of weapons now, and I've been, you know, looking to get a blue or purple arc weapon of any kind at this point because I don't have one at all. And being a warlock, there's no way for me to do arc damage. I don't have my arc subclass yet. So I'm wondering if maybe there's something in the game where it's less likely for you to get weapons that do the damage of the damage that you don't have a subtype for. So warlocks, we have a solar subclass and we have a void subclass, but we don't have an arc subclass. So I wonder if it's less likely that we get arc weapons for that reason. I don't know. Or it could just be a weird thing with me that I just have not been lucky with the arc weapons. Although I will say I have been very lucky with the random number generator in this game. Like for instance, the exotic chess piece engram I bought actually was for my class, which is a 1 in 3 chance that it's for the class that you want, assuming that it's balanced evenly. I've gotten more than one legendary item from a blue engram. I've been very lucky as far as my loot drops, especially compared with what a lot of people in the community are saying that they're getting or not getting. But when it comes to arc damage, not so much. I also this week, or actually I think it was last week, but I made an awoken titan and a female. So I went different in all three axes, different race, different gender, and different class. And I played her to level 8. And after playing the titan to level 8, I'm really glad that I made a warlock as my primary character, because I like the warlock a lot better. And honestly, if you're brand new to the game and or you're still fairly new into it and you're wondering which class should I play, the only real noticeable difference between the classes is your super ability, what kind of grenade you throw, and the kind of flavor of your melee ability and any special things that happen with your melee ability. And that is the only difference. Your armor looks different, but honestly, I don't know that there's even a difference. Like, I don't know that the Titan armor has inherently higher defense than the Warlock armor. I mean, I would hope that it does, but I don't know for sure that it does. And Bungie has already broken so many rules with MMOs already that I'm not going to assume that it does. So if you're wondering, you know, which class should I play? Make a character of each class, play them up to, I don't know, level 5 or 6, or to the point where you get the super, and just see which super you like better. So I haven't tried Hunter yet, and I'm probably not going to. I like the Warlock super a lot better, and I like the Warlock grenades a lot better. The melee is basically the same, but I even kind of like the melee better. I just kind of like how it looks better. So I played that Titan to level 8, and then it's been sitting, gathering dust. I just cannot motivate myself to play this alt, and I don't really see any real motivation to play alts in this game. Even though, you know, Bungie has engrams, you know, occasionally giving you items for the other class to presumably try to motivate you to try the other classes. And there are some trophies you can get for leveling up a subclass from the other classes up to maximum. But really, that's it. You know, I noticed right away, first of all, that the classes aren't that different, as I just said. And I'm, you know, by the time my character's 28, by the time I've gotten to level 28 with a character, I have done every mission and every strike and every patrol more times than I can count. The last thing I want to do is go start doing them all over again with another character. So, yeah, at least for me, zero motivation pretty much to play that other character, other than getting a trophy and having something to use those items for. But I don't really care about trophies that much to devote the hours it would take to get that character. And it's well beyond 20 it takes to max out your first subclass. So I went ahead and broke down. I'd gotten a legendary set of Hunter gauntlets just from a random engram with my warlock. And I was saving those in my bank just in case I ever played a Hunter. I also had a Titan item, but that one's blue. So I kept a Titan item because I'm like, well, you never know. I might get super bored someday and actually get this Titan to level 18 where she can use those blue gauntlets. And you don't really get anything worthwhile from breaking down blue armor anyway. I have so many, whatever the warlock, the Hadronic essence or whatever it's called. I've got like 300 of those, so I don't need any more. But I did break down the legendary Hunter item I had because I was like, I'm never going to play a Hunter. If I play an alt at all, it'll be the Titan, and I doubt I'm going to play that because, again, there's no reason to from my point of view. So I broke down those gauntlets and I got 3 Ascendant Energy, which I then turned around and used to upgrade my chess piece on my Warlock, which got me to level 28. So one last thing before I go on to noob tips. And again, you know, sometimes you see things and you think you see a pattern or you see something going on and it's just an artifact of your limited perception. And this could very much be one of those cases. But and Nikki's noticed the same thing, but it really seems to me in the last, I don't know, week or two, that events are spawning far less often. Are you noticing that? Does it seem that way to you? And I've noticed this on Earth. I've noticed it on the Moon. I've noticed it on Mars, on Venus, like everywhere I go. It used to be I would go do patrols and, you know, occasionally an event would happen nearby. And now it's like I'll do patrols for an hour or more and no events. And I've noticed this because quite a few times I've had the bounty to get gold star rating in 3 events. And I also, every time I play, I try to do at least one event because you get ascendant materials for doing that. And yeah, it just seems like they're happening less often. Now, it could be I just am in the wrong place at the wrong time, but it just seems that way. So I don't know. So I just have a couple things for noob tips this week. Someone, and I'm sorry, I don't remember who, and I couldn't find the email or the message, but someone wrote to me and gave me some advice, and they said that it might be a good idea to get the exotic helmet for your class from Xur. Because I guess, and I haven't verified this, this is just what someone told me, but they said that the raid helmet only drops from the hard mode raid. So if you're going to try to get to level 30 and you're going to get your one exotic item and then you're going to farm the raid to get your, what is it, other 3 raid pieces that you need to get to level 30, and you're a little concerned about doing the raid on hard mode, or you want to get those items sooner and don't have to wait until you're ready to do it on hard mode or whatever. If that's you, then you might want to get the helmet as your exotic from Xur, because that the raid helmet doesn't drop until hard mode, I guess. And Eric Grella, also, we've been talking on email a bit, and he had a clarification to just say more accurately something I was saying in a previous episode, which is after you reach level 3 with a faction, not counting the Cryptarch, obviously, you get a legendary engram every time you level up with a faction beyond level 3, and I think level 3 too. So you get a legendary engram, and of course, as we all know by now, although you are now guaranteed to get a legendary or better from a legendary engram, that engram could be for any type of item. It could be for an armor, it could be for a weapon, and I do not think that you are even guaranteed to get an item from your class. I don't know if there's mechanics in the game where you get certain engrams from some sources and certain from others. I don't know, and I don't know if anybody knows that, but I do know that when you get engrams from like doing a strike, that it could be an engram for an item that isn't for your class. So I think that's kind of lame. You know, it's a bit of a grind to get those faction levels. And if I got a level in a faction and I got an item that wasn't even for my class, that'd be kind of rough. I'd be kind of unhappy with that. And I've said this on noob tips before, but the biggest noob tip I can give you, if you are in the end game, if you are going beyond level 20, is do not rely on drops and do not rely on engrams for your upgrades. You need to go to the vendors. You need to decide which items you want from the vendors, and you need to plan your character based on getting items from the vendors, at least, you know, to the point where you've got your one exotic and you need raid gear now to get from 29 to 30 or 28 to 30, depending on your situation. I see so much frustration from people in the community who are bitching because they're not getting the drops that they need. And as someone who's played a lot of MMOs, I can tell you that the way to do it is not random drops. You need to save those currencies. You need to save your Vanguard marks or your Crucible marks and get the items you need from vendors. And then if you actually get a drop that you can use that's even better, has the stats that you want, then that's a bonus. That's icing on the cake. That gets you ahead of the game. But don't count on that and don't plan on that. Plan on getting everything you need that you can get from vendors, not from random drops and not from engrams, which are totally random. And you will save yourself a lot of frustration if you have that kind of strategy. I just wanted to let you know real quickly at the end of the show that I do produce other podcasts. So if you enjoy Guardians of Destiny, please go check out my other podcasts at starwalkerstudios.com. Currently, I have a show that's been going over a year now called GM Intrusions. So if you're into tabletop role-playing games, check it out. It's mainly about Cypher System games by Monty Cook, Numenera, and The Strange. However, I do a lot of advice for GMs and how to craft stories and adventures that is applicable to any game. There is also a part of the podcast called The Obsidian Monolith Actual Play that is actual play sessions of Numenera. And there's also the Obsidian Monolith episodes of the podcast, which is all about how to create your own campaign for a tabletop RPG. I am also in the next week or two going to be launching a new podcast all about beer, and I'm doing that with Nikki, and every week we're going to try a couple beers and tell you about them. So if you're into good beer and craft beer and imported beer and all that good stuff, definitely check that podcast out. That will be called Beer Tasters, and you can also find that on starwalkerstudios.com. And finally, sometime in the near future, I am going to be producing a Star Citizen podcast. And if you are a PC gamer at all and you somehow have not heard of Star Citizen, go check it out at robertspaceindustries.com. It's made by Chris Roberts, the creator of the Wing Commander series of video games from way back, and it is going to be awesome. It's in alpha right now. I'm playing the alpha, so I'm going to be starting a podcast for that. And if you're listening to this in the future, there may be still more podcasts. So go to starwalkerstudios.com and check out all that we have to offer. Thank you. All right, well, that's going to wrap up episode 9 of Guardians of Destiny. If you would like to reach me, you can email me at lexstarwalker@gmail.com. You can also reach me on Google Plus with that same email. Just look for Lex Starwalker and you will find me on Google Plus. I'm very active there. You can also follow me on Twitter at Lex Starwalker. Please visit the website for helpful links in the show notes at starwalkerstudios.com/Guardians of Destiny. And if you would like to help support the show and help more people to find the show, the best way you can do that right now is to go to iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts and leave a rating or a review. And thank you very much to the people who've done so. I really appreciate it. So until next week, once again, I am Lex Starwalker. Enjoy the game, Guardian.